Hello and welcome to Who Wins Podcast, where each episode we pit pop culture icons against each other in a brutal fight to the death. I am Chris Bolton. With me, as always, my partner in pugilism, Mr. Mark Williams.
Hello.
And we're finally here, listeners. We are finally at the grand finale of our Champion of Champions tournament, episode 100 of this fucking... Can you believe we've done 100 episodes of this bullshit?
Like, I know, it's fucking amazing, right? You know, 100 episodes, 10 years, fucking dozens of hours, and here we are.
And if you've been with us since the beginning, or for any length of time, if you've been with us since the beginning, like, you deserve a fucking medal. If you've been with us for any length of time now, and we know there's some of you, like, thank you for listening to our utter bollocks for I guess it'll probably kind of even out to about 100 hours, right? Because some episodes run long, some episodes run short.
I think most are about 40 minutes, so we're going to come a bit under. I think we're probably going to hit about 75-80 hours.
I mean, if you've listened to us talk shit for about bollocks for 80 hours for 10 years, then maybe go and touch some grass or something. I don't know. But
maybe seek some help.
Thank you is what we're saying. Absolutely. We appreciate you. Here we go then, I guess. This has been a long time coming. So our finalists, why would you dive in at episode 100? But if you have, for those that haven't followed the rest of the tournament, we have been through a series of battle royales, a knockout tournament bracket, to end up with the two strongest combatants in the history of this podcast, so it would seem. So we've ended up with Darth Vader facing off against Doctor Strange. Now, we have had some complaints about the last episode. Some of you disagree with our decision. That's fine. That's fine. Yeah. We're always up for feedback. There are some of you that seem to think that the Flash should have beaten Vader. I mean, look, it was that could have gone either way, as we said. Yeah. Like, we're not saying you're wrong, even though you're telling us we're wrong. It kind of could have gone either way. I think we explained our thought process very well on that episode.
I think we were kind of even-handed about it. It wasn't a case of, I mean, we've done some episodes where we've come out and gone, well, this one's clearly going to win.
Yeah.
And then we fit the narrative around that, whereas we came into it not that we ever sort of pre-plan or know what's going on, but we came into this both thinking, okay, this is going to go one or two ways, and either of them is going to piss people off.
Mm-hmm.
And we just kind of went with, well, this is what we think, and this is what we've done for the last 10 years, so, you know, we're not going to change the format now to actually start thinking about stuff and planning stuff.
No, and I mean, that for me, that's where I have the most fun on this podcast, we really get into the kind of metaphysics of the power sets in these universes and how, like, ultimately this has to take place on some form of level playing field. So the power sets have to, like, they can't always work by exactly the same rules, but we have to try and make square pegs fit round holes sometimes. And when we did that with those two combatants, as we explained on the podcast, it was very clear, to us at least, that the Force is going to therefore contain everything involved with a Force. And therefore, any wielder of the Force should be stronger than a wielder of a Force. Anyway, I'm not going back over old ground. You all listen to the episode. This isn't going to convince you if you were convinced in the first place, but thank you for the feedback. As always, like we said, we never change the results. They're set in stone. Like, they're a point in history. They don't change, but we always appreciate the debate. In this instance, I stick firmly to my guns.
Absolutely.
Under different circumstances, with a different set of rules, maybe, but. Vader won. I mean, look, under different circumstances with different sets of rules, Doctor fucking Strange wouldn't be anywhere near this final either. So, you know, this is the way it falls. We're here with Vader and Strange. So, I mean, look. I mean, Strange has had a good run, right?
Yeah.
We got to make this
Strange
last,
wasn't supposed
like,
to be here in
minutes.
The first fucking place, let's be honest.
No, he was not supposed to be here today, was he? I thought Like way back at the, like looking at the bracket before we got into anything at all, I thought this final was probably going to end up with Vader and Superman. That's how I thought this final was going to end up. That's where I thought we were going. Then we threw the Flash into the mix, and that completely, like, and that was way back in the first one of these, in the first bracket. Like, we had a discussion that basically allowed the Flash to run riot. If I had had my way and Batman had managed to get his magic bullet off, then maybe it would have all been different. But Superman was out, which just allowed Strange free reign, really, I think. And everybody he came up against didn't have an answer for that power set. I still think Mary Poppins would have. But anyway, we talked it out. We don't change the results. So here we are, Strange and Vader. Now, see, the fundamental problem for me here is that whenever Strange has won, it's been based around opening the portals and closing them up quickly, right? That's how he's done it. He's essentially decapitated people or sent people to, like, the sun or whatever. Yeah. But there's a couple of things involved in him opening these portals, right? First of all,
don't they involve him moving?
Well, yes, this is the thing. He's got to wear the sling ring, and then he's got to... he's got to do the circle, isn't he? He's got to do the... So, I mean, Vader can literally just bind his arms to his side by thinking about
it. Well, that's the thing. He's got to do the circle, but also he's got to be fast enough, because, again, we talked about this. I don't think it was the Vader Flash fight. I think it was the one before that. I think it was the quarterfinal, where everybody thinks Vader is slow.
He's not slow. He's deliberate.
He's not slow. The action for Strange to be swinging, swirling his arms around and opening portals and all the rest of it, that's not a quick action either.
No.
And literally all Vader has to do is, as he has them all the way through, use the Force to bind the guy's fucking arms. All of a sudden he can't do anything.
No, he's useless. He
literally
absolutely
can do nothing at that
useless.
Point.
And it's also, you know, even if you allow him to do the sling ring thing, right? Even if he managed to somehow start doing that, the process of opening this portal is going to create a ripple. Like, Vader is going to know this is coming before it happens.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, exactly the same as the Flash. He will feel the molecules moving. He will feel the Force or the midichlorians, whatever the fuck you want to call it. He will feel the disturbance in it.
Yeah, exactly. And he'll just fucking move. as simple as that. And however, you know, like previously when Strangers managed to do this, we've just been like, yeah, but how quick can they move? Because he can open these things and they're just going to drop through them. But Vader would almost preempt this.
He would have moved before the things actually started appearing.
And don't forget, commanding the Force can move quickly if he needs to. Again, misconception that he's slow. People just equate that he's slow because he's wearing all of the fucking armor and stuff.
Well, that's it. I mean, if you look at the... People always think he's slow because you look at the fight with Alec Guinness in A New Hope and the fight with... the two fights with Mark Hamill in Empire and Jedi. Yes, he is very slow. No, David Prowse was a slow-moving guy. Mm. And the style of fighting was very different, all the rest of it. But you look at where you've got Vader in sort of his prime as Vader. So that, you know, after Revenge of the Sith, and once he becomes Vader, he's in the suit. You look at that sort of the two episodes of Obi-Wan he's in.
Yeah.
And the lightsaber fights there. And they're absolutely fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
And he's not slow. It's, as you said, it's deliberate. It's all calculated. Mm. And it's a lot of it's down to the arrogance of the fact he can wield the Force, and actually most things won't touch him anyway. But he doesn't need to be jumping all over. If you compare it to some of the action scenes you had with him as Anakin, and especially the fights you had with Yoda involved, where everything's flicking around and bouncing off the fucking walls, he doesn't need to do that because he is basically the embodiment of the fucking Force.
Yeah, I mean, he is a tank. There is no he is a complete tank. Like, he's the embodiment of the Force, like you said. He's the living Force, essentially, right? So he can feel these fucking portals coming before they come. And even if damage was to be done to him, it's got to get through all the fucking armor, right?
Yeah.
And then, even at that point, like, back to tank. Like, how many times has he been absolutely fucking battered? And he's just like, it's cool. I'm just going to go back and chill in my pad for a bit, and then I'll be fine.
I mean, not only that, it's like, you've got to get to the parts of them that are actually still person.
Yes.
They're not machine. No, both his legs are machine.
Yeah.
At least one of his arms is still machine. Mm-hmm. He he's got the armor, he's got the breathing, all of it. So it's like, it's the actual man is way, way down.
Yeah.
And it takes something pretty special to expose that.
Yeah, definitely. So I think, to come all the way back, it's absolutely not that he's slow. So I think he can definitely move out of the way of these things opening up.
Yeah.
If he couldn't move out of the way of them opening up, I think if it were to open up underneath him, he would just be able to, he can't fly, but he can levitate of a fashion. Like, he can force jump as such. So yeah. He's going to be able to jump enough to get out of the way of it. I just don't think that's in Strange's moveset here. I think Vader can completely remove that. Like you said, I think he can bind his arms to his side. And he's got nothing. Like, the second his arms are at his side, like, all of his casting revolves around drawing the runes in the air using the sling ring.
Yeah.
So if he can't use his arms, he's just a dude. Like,
yeah.
Just a dude. That's all he is. Now, there's the argument that maybe he could have looked at every potential eventuality to find the one way where he can outthink Vader. I just don't know if it exists, though. Like, you can only find that eventuality if it's there.
If it's possible in the first place.
And I don't think it is.
No, I don't either.
Because you can't surprise the dude, right? That's the thing. Like, you can't... It's not like you could even say, oh, well, you lie in wait and ambush him or something, right? Because, first of all, not Strange's style. He's too showy.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
And secondly, again, Vader will sense... He will sense Strange's presence. He will know where
absolutely.
He is
He'll
at
know
all
he's
times.
There.
Yeah. There's nothing he can do to hide. Like,
no.
Once he's in the vicinity and Vader's tuned in, he's got him. Like, he can lock his arms by his side and just ragdoll the motherfucker around. Like,
yeah.
You know, I mean, fuck, he could just take the ring off him. He's, never mind putting his arms by his side. He could literally just yoink. Just literally hold his hand out and take the ring. And use his own power against
let's
him.
Let's not forget, he does have a penchant for cutting people's arms off. So
yeah. I mean, that's happening. Like,
God, yeah.
that lightsaber is completely it's taking every limb off that body, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it just will. He's gonna take both arms off, and then just for funsies, he'll take the rest of it before finally taking his head. I mean, look, I wish this could go on longer. I wish this if this was Vader and Superman, we'd have a fight. Like,
yes.
We would definitely have a fight.
Yeah.
But there's no fucking fight here.
No.
This is just. This is a curb stomp of a victory.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because obviously being Arkham Grand Final, you want it to be the two absolute best. I think the problem is that the best we could have had was in our last episode with the semi final with Vader and Flash. Mm-hmm. As you said, if it had been Superman rather than Flash, and again that came down to a decision we made about who was doing what,
mm-hmm.
In that first bracket, that would have been a very different concept and been a very interesting fight. But this one, there's just I don't see anything that Strange has got which Vader A can't preempt and B can't just physically stop, because everything that Strange has to do involves some sort of physical manifestation. There's some movement he has to make or some gesture he has to make, which if you literally you just freeze the molecules around him so he can't move.
Yeah,
you freeze the molecules in his arm so they don't work.
Yeah, you just he's fucked. He's absolutely fucked. He hasn't got a hope in hell.
Just use that, Jedi super speed to rush him and cut his fucking head off.
Yep, you can do that. You can, like I say, you can nick the sling ring off him. You can literally just choke him before the fight even. Like, Vader's literally just got to think about it. When I say think, I don't mean think like perform a calculation. I mean it is that quick.
It's instant.
That all he has to do is think about it, and Strange is dead. Like, he has not got a fucking chance. Like, none. And to be fair, like I said, I think Superman was, which is, as I said, what I always thought his final was going to be. I think that would have been a better fight. I do, however, and I'm going to put my cards on the table right here and now. We did say we'd discuss what might have happened. I do think Vader would still win this in a fight with Superman.
But I think it would be a lot more even, and I think it would come down to moments rather than skill set and power set.
It would. And I think ultimately what it comes down to is Superman's major weakness is magic, and whilst the Force isn't magic, it is magic of a sort, right?
Yes.
And I think that's enough. Like, I think, you know, Supes has got a huge arsenal. Like, I think he could probably punch a hole straight through Vader's head armor and everything as well if he could get close enough. But he's got to get close enough, which means Vader's got to hold it. You know, Vader would be holding him in place. I think he's got enough strength and momentum to potentially push through that, but not very quickly.
No, it would be the same as... If you think of how Superman's always he's faster than speed and bullet and all that stuff, it would reduce him to being a mortal person swimming.
Yes, essentially. And just, again, for anybody that wants to come at us, yes, the Flash is faster, but Superman's also got the strength, right? This is about the laws of physics. This is about sheer force. This is about, like, don't get me wrong, like, anything moving fast enough is going to be incredibly strong. But when you, like, if you take the bulk and the size of Superman and the body mass and weight of Superman and add the speed in, all right, not as fast as the Flash, admittedly, but still very, very fast, then that is going to create more pressure than just the Flash, right? So I think he's going to be able, certain extent, to be able to push against it.
But as you said, it's not going to be quick. It's not. He's not going to be moving at super speed.
No, he's going to be moving through mud. Right, Vader's going to significantly slow him down. Like the laser eyes, just not like again. Like would take most people out, but Vader's just going to bat those fucking things away. Like,
well, that's it. You know, he's going to bat them away. Or so again, looking at the reflexes, and again, it's all very well established with from Anakin writing Phantom Menace all the way through. His reflexes are phenomenal. His speed, his agility, it's all off the charts, insane. So even if the laser eyes come out, he might catch him on the shoulder as he's dipping out of the way, but he's not getting a kill shot with it.
No. So I think, you know, regardless of which way this final went down, you know, unless the Flash had made it through, Vader was going to win. As simple as that. Yeah. I think the Flash was the best chance of taking him down, and he didn't. This is just where we are. Like it was a clear run after last week. And to be honest, in my mind, it was a clear run as soon as Supes was out. I was just like, that's it. There's no one else now. Like that was the one person on the card that could maybe stand up to Vader. And he went. So I was like, right. Like I said, I don't want to act like it was a foregone conclusion. We talk these things through. And we don't plan this, listeners, either, right? We go...
If you haven't worked out after 10 fucking years, then...
We plan it in as much as we do research the power sets and stuff like that. Yeah. But we don't script
this. We don't plan
this.
The fight.
Yeah, we don't script this. We talk it out on air. That's how we do this. So I didn't know exactly what was going to happen until each episode.
Yeah.
But for some time in the back of my head, I've just been like, I think Vader's got this now. Like, yeah. I don't know how anybody takes him out. And here we are. And it's certainly not Strange.
No. I mean, I came into this, again, coming into the brackets, we put now all, was it 87 or 88 different combatants or different winners we've had throughout the shows, putting the list together. I was thinking, Vader was certainly the last four.
Yeah,
he was always getting down to the last four.
Yeah, yeah.
And as with a lot of these things, it was going to depend how the brackets went and who he came up against towards the end. Whether it was going to be a Superman or a Flash or something completely different, I wasn't sure. I didn't know. But in very similar to you, I was thinking that I can't see many people who are going to stop him. I had my sentimental favourite, which was the Grinch, just because he's been around for fucking donkey's years at this point.
I think he's our people's champion, isn't he?
Oh God, yeah. I mean, he's won eight fights and then gone down valiantly to the Joker.
Yeah.
So he's certainly our top scorer. No, nobody else has won eight separate fights. In my heart, I was thinking, yeah, okay, I'd love to see him win it just because he's snuck through every other fucking one we've done.
Hmm.
But as we got through it, it just wasn't on the cards. And yeah, it was just one of those, I couldn't see anybody beating Vader for quite a long time.
No, I mean, I'm going back through, I've quickly got the list of our combatants in front of us now. And as I'm going through it, I can count on one hand the people that might have a chance. And I don't think any of them still would do it, right? So
no,
we've got, like, the Flash is gone. But that actually played out. Batman, I mean, maybe... We said Superman, but I wasn't even thinking of the fact that Batman was in this list. I mean, it's Adam West's Batman, as we said, which is why we ended up the way we ended up, but still.
Yeah. But again, for the reasons that Vader's beaten everybody else.
Yeah.
You can't combat somebody who can literally control the air around you to stop you fucking moving.
Yeah, you can't.
There's not really a lot you can do about that, even if you are Batman.
No, other than, I mean, again, we'd have to get the metaphysics of it all, but Batman would probably find some sort of way to channel the Force. Like, he's got prep time. Batman would do this. Can he then beat Vader is the question. Like, Vader's an expert Force. Like, yeah, Batman's an expert in every martial art known to man, and he might be able to build a fucking suit of armor that can allow him to channel the Force. But as we said with the Flash, Vader is the living Force. Like,
yeah, exactly.
So probably not. Who else we've got in here has got a chance? Like we said about Superman, like no chance.
Yeah.
We know he doesn't beat him. I mean, Dracula is probably the only other one looking at this list. Like Dracula, maybe, but again, ultimately, I don't think so.
No, I can't see that. I can't see what he brings to it.
No, me either.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Me either. I mean, Dracula's just, it's the fact that he is undead for a start, able to turn into mist, which means you can't be hurt. But still, you know, he can't stay mist forever, can he?
No, and again, not only that, if you've got somebody controlling the very essence of fucking life. You turn into mist, he just separates you.
Yeah.
And you never go back together again.
Yeah, and the second you go back together, he just grabs the nearest fucking tree and just hurls it straight through your heart. So
yeah, exactly.
There is no one on that list. No one that's got a fucking chance.
No, nobody's coming close.
Like, I get the Emperor, we played out. That didn't work.
Yeah.
So he was always going to fucking win this. Always. It was always Vader.
It's been interesting seeing it play out.
It has. It's been interesting to see how we've got here. But nevertheless, here we are. I think we're both in agreement. Our supreme champion, our champion of champions, is Darth Vader by dismemberment, by the sound of it. Just complete dismemberment.
Yeah. I mean, there's not even a contest, really, is there? And it's disappointing that that's how it ends. But you look at any sporting tournament, that's usually what happens. The best teams meet somewhere down the road and they don't both get to the final.
It's very true. You very seldom get the two best in the final. Very seldom.
And if you do, you'll normally get one on an off day and they're not close.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think, by an absolute fucking country mile, Vader's just going to slaughter him and walk away with the belt.
He does, yeah. He walks away with the gold. Look, tell us we're wrong if you want to, by all means. I don't think you can on this one. I think you want to argue about how we got here. Yeah, if you want to argue about how we got here, fine. But you're insane if you think there's any way Doctor Strange is beating Darth Vader. You are absolutely insane.
There's nothing in his moveset.
Nothing.
And even if you were to sort of switch it out and have it, where it's not Vader in the suit, but it's the Anakin version of Vader.
I think that's worse. I think that's worse.
He's a fucking nut bar. Yeah. He's completely unrestrained.
Yeah.
He's unhampered by the fact that, because he's still got two good legs and one of his arms.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's worse. I think you're in more trouble if it's Anakin. Yeah.
I think the only difference there is that there's more of a physical threat to him.
Yes.
More of a physical threat against him by anybody else, because he hasn't got the armor. But even then, that's nah.
Yeah, but then what he lacks in armor, he gains in dexterity. And like we said, Vader's not slow by any stretch.
No, but he's not as fast as he was.
But he's not as fast as Anakin. Like you mentioned Anakin, like flipping around and doing all of the acrobatics and stuff. Like Vader's not doing that, you know.
No, but he doesn't need to.
But he doesn't need to, because he's now a fucking tank, whereas Anakin does need to. But I think Anakin's even more fucking difficult. Like if you catch him on a bad day, and he's a bit pissed off. Like, you fucking forget it. You know, there's a lot made about whiny Anakin and stuff like that because of the fucking prequel trilogy. But, like, you actually get into that character, like, when you get into the extended universe and the animated shows and stuff like that, like, that dude's a fucking menace.
I've got to say, actually, the Clone Wars cartoon particularly, but so all the stuff that came around that time, where you've got the Clone Wars movie, you've got Rebels that came out of it, Anakin, they did an awful lot to redeem Anakin from that prequel trilogy.
They did.
And, yeah, they made him an absolute fucking monster by the end.
It's interesting, isn't it? I think as a character, Anakin's the one that's been like, it's probably the best example of, and I don't mean a redemption arc in as much as his story arc, but like redeeming a character in the fans' eyes. Like that's,
yes,
that's your go-to. But then also, like we've talked about the misconceptions with Vader as well. And I think, I still don't think that's quite broken through yet, but that's also very interesting to see the way, you know, that initial concept of this, slow, lumbering, towering kind of presence because of the guy that was in the suit and the constraints of the time. Going from that to then the stuff you get in the Vader comics and, you know, in Rebels and in the new series. And again, just that transition of that character from this kind of just physically imposing character to actually like, oh, this guy's just like run. Just if you see him, just get you are dead. It's that he's got that presence. Again, a little bit like Superman. Like when you're reading a comic book and you see, and they'll always use the same panel. You see that the ground will start to shake and the red boots will touch down and you'll be like, oh, fuck. Like, it's on.
No,
like,
you're
now you are fucking dead. Like, it's the same thing with Vader. Like, they do it really well in Rogue One where you just, hear the breathing and then the lightsaber sparks and it's just like, oh, fuck. And that was never there in the original trilogy. Like, that level of threat was never there.
That was it. And I think the thing with, I read something fairly recently, the reason that the fight scene between David Prowse and Alec Guinness in A New Hope was so slow was because David Prowse couldn't, because the way the suit was, it was so rigid, he couldn't move well enough. Mm. Alec Guinness was a very accomplished fencer.
Yeah. So he was able to do the moves. Yeah, I remember reading something
and,
like this.
And David Prowse wasn't, but because even though he was trying to learn, he couldn't move well enough to maneuver himself and to move his hips and to move his arms quickly and things like that because the suit was all rubber.
Yeah.
So they had to make it where he was very big and very lumbering but very powerful. Mm. And we've talked on the show a million times about the difference between being fast and being powerful. And that was the only way they could film it because the limitations of the suit. You move forward 30, 40 years where we are now, 50 years, fuck. You see a lot of the stuff that's put together. Now, there's a fan video that's been put together on YouTube where people have recreated digitally the fight between Obi-Wan and Vader on the Death Star, but using the fighting maneuver, a watered-down version of the fighting maneuvers from the Obi-Wan series and stuff that they were doing in Revenge of the Sith, for example. Mm. And it looks fucking amazing. I think actually they could probably do that now because they could make a suit that's light enough and agile enough. They could have that and have some of the fucking Ray Park in a suit who actually knows what he's doing, as opposed to an actor. I don't mean that as Ray Park's not an actor. Please don't hurt me.
I mean, we've discussed this on the other show.
Yes. He would rip my fucking head off. So let's just know. What I mean is, he is a martial artist who acts.
Yes.
Whereas David Prowse is an actor who was trying to fight in a big fucking rubber suit.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. That's where this impression comes from. So you look at then when you get to the end of Rogue One and you see that bit which comes immediately before A New Hope and he's just fucking making mincemeat out of the entire Rebel Alliance on that ship. And there's a really funny clip on YouTube where somebody cut it to, I can't remember if it's Metallica or AC/DC, but it basically, it all lines up perfectly. Every stroke of the fucking lightsaber lines up perfectly with the music. Mm-hmm. And it's absolutely, it's hilarious, but you can just see it working perfectly as well.
Yeah.
And you think, if that was your first introduction to this character, it's bad enough where you first see him and everybody's terrified of him.
Yeah.
And he's just standing there.
Yeah.
You see, if you open A New Hope with that, where he's literally walking through the entire fucking ship.
Yeah. Forget about it.
I mean, he's already regarded as one of the best movie villains anyway. Your first introduction to the character is that.
Yeah.
There's no fucking contest.
Yeah. I think I'm going to pick up on that. I think you said some very interesting things there, and I'm going to pick up on that. But the main thing I took away from that is you said Star Wars was 50 years ago when I was about to jump in and correct you and then realized that you're...
Okay, it's 47.
Yeah, you're almost right. And then I died a little bit inside.
Yeah.
So for most of what you were just saying, I was here going, fuck, fuck, fuck.
I've been doing that a lot this week, just stuff going on in work. And as somebody mentioned, somebody been working where I work for, they worked there for 38 years. I'm thinking, fuck, 38 years ago, I wasn't even in school.
Mm. Fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right in what you said. Like, Darth Vader is regarded as one of the greatest movie villains. But obviously, you know, as this story has evolved, and right, look, I don't care who the fuck you are, anybody that's trying to tell you that Lucas planned this from day one is lying through their fucking teeth. this
he
is,
knew he wanted to do something, but yeah, he didn't have a fucking clue what he wanted to do.
This has evolved over time and is aged like a fine wine, right? And it has. And, it, you know, stuff has been retconned over and over and over again. And look, that's fine, right? As long as you end up in the right place. As long as you can acknowledge your mistakes and stuff, right? All good, okay? But to go from that to as you say, where he is now, it's not just like the greatest villain. It's just this sheer fucking presence. Like, you're talking like legendary character status here. You, like, forget the hero villain of it all, because he does exist in that gray area. That's the beauty of it, right? Even when you get, and not just because of his ultimate redemption, you know, like, even when you get into some of that mid-period stuff in the Vader comics and stuff like that, like, this, he is questioning a lot of these decisions. Like, he still do it, but he's like, is this right? Oh, fuck it, I'll do it anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
So there is this moral ambiguity there as well. But yeah, just the ultimate badassery that we've ended up with, as you say, to go from just that physically intimidating presence to like, oh no, that dude's going to take you apart in seconds. Like, you know, you're not just scared of him because he's a big dude anymore and it's going to hurt. You're scared of him because you're not even going to know. Like, the second you see him,
you're dead before you fucking realize.
Yeah, you are dead. His presence is fucking magnificent now. It's like, you know, I know we've both played through the Fallen Order games, for instance, and both times you encounter him in those games, like, just the presence is incredible. Yes. The second one particularly, like, he shows up in that segment and it's literally like, oh fuck. There was a point where I was like, when he showed up, I knew I wasn't quite at the end yet, but there was a point where I was like, do I just need to bother, because this is gonna be hours, like, before I can beat this dude. And it did take me about 2 fucking days to beat him. But there was a point where I was just like, I might just give up because it's Vader.
And I realistically, from where that sits in the whole canon, you know, if you beat him, you're not fucking beating him anyway.
But it wasn't even so much that from a story standpoint. It was like me, and I'm pretty fucking good at that game. I'm not blowing my own trumpet. I'm pretty fucking good at that game. Right? I'm not bad at Souls-likes anyway, but I'm pretty fucking good at that game. I'm playing it on pretty high difficulty, but it got to the point where I was just like, he showed up and I was like, oh, I just don't know if I'm this good. Like, I don't know if I can even be asked.
it was a slog. It's just the character. I forget every now and again, because back in the early aughts and shit, when people used to pay for ringtones and all the way through the sort of the aughts, I remember when I got my first iPhone, I bought the Darth Vader fucking breathing noise to be my text alert. Forgot all about it, and then my phone's always on silent because I'm now in my 40s and don't really want my phone ringing all the fucking time and pinging with messages and notifications of shit that I don't want to read. I was doing something on my iPad the other day, and I turned the volume up and I forgot about it. And in the middle of the night, I had a couple of message alerts coming through, and with the iPad and iPhone, you get repeated reminders. It's like, you know, three. If you don't open it, you get another reminder in 2 minutes, another one in 4 minutes, another one in 6 minutes. And I didn't think anything of it. And then the following one, I came down, and number two was absolutely fucking, he hadn't slept. He was just fucking terrified of something. And it took us ages to work out what he was afraid of. And it was because you could hear fucking Darth Vader breathing from the living room. And my iPad was directly underneath where his bed is. Over on the ground floor, and he's directly above it. He was fucking petrified.
That's pretty fucking bad.
I was thinking, that's fucking, no. And that's because, you know, I've watched Star Wars with him for years, you know, and so, you know, he's well versed, but it's just the fact that he could hear it in the fucking house. I was like, yeah, that's your fucking villain right there.
Yeah, I mean, that's some fucking terrifying shit. All of this is just to say that I think it's unquestionable, isn't it? Like, he's an iconic villain. He's an iconic character. He is easily, by some comfortable measure, looking at our list, the most powerful person in it, in terms of his power set, in terms of his combat ability.
Yeah.
Like, if this was Top Trumps, he's a fucking 10 in every category, isn't he? So, like, forget about it.
I did have Star Wars top trumps at one point, and I can't remember where they went. But yeah, he was. I remember him being ridiculously fucking overpowered.
Yeah, he is. He's completely OP for this fight. So it was always going to be Vader. He is the champion of champions.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't really got anything to add to that. I don't think there's much debate that can come around it. If people do want to have that discussion, then by all means tell us what we've missed. But I can't see it.
If you can think of a way,
about 6 fucking months.
Now, if you could think of a way that the Grinch could have beaten him, I'm all fucking ears. Unfortunately, yes. The Grinch didn't make it here anyway. But I am all ears. Like, but no, he's the people's champ. He's the champ of our hearts.
Like, absolutely. The actual champ is Vader by a mile. I think from my perspective, I think you said pretty much everything at the start, but thank you for coming on this 10-year fucking journey with us. It's been a slog at times. Although, as you said earlier on, this is probably the most fun we have on a show because we don't fucking know what we're doing.
Nope.
Even as we're doing it.
This show could go anywhere and has done. It
usually does.
Yeah. It's definitely the one we've had the most complaints over.
Oh, fuck yeah. I think the Hitler Thanos episode did for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly been the most fun we've had sort of across the show because it's just so fucking random and weird, and it can and does go everywhere other than what we want to talk about. If you have sat through the 80-odd hours of this show we've done over the last 10 years, thank you for coming with us. And we hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have because it's been a fucking blast.
Yeah, and we're going to take a bit of a hiatus from this show now. We don't know what's next, if we're honest, listeners, because our list has been running dry
thoroughly depleted.
A little while now. And you guys...
I did think of one earlier, actually.
Well, there you go.
Now that we're right at the fucking end.
Yeah, well, there you go. I mean, you guys have written in with some along the way as well, and we've done those, and I think there's still one or two that you guys have sent in that we haven't done, but... For now, we've got some other stuff cooking, so we're just gonna put this on the back burner for a little while. I'm not saying this is goodbye forever, but we're gonna take a bit of a hiatus from this show and just see where we go. If you want more, if you want us to carry on doing this, then let us know. Really, it's over to you guys now.
Absolutely.
You know, if we feel like doing this again in the future, we will. Like we say, we have a good time doing this, so we'll absolutely pick this back up. But if you want to hear more and you want it before you, if you want us to get off our asses and do more, then let us know. And
yeah, just tell us.
We will. Yeah. Cause this is the easiest of our shows to do.
Yeah. So. This one takes no watching, no planning, no preparation. We just turn up and talk shite for an hour.
Yeah. Of all the shows to take a hiatus from in order to do other things, this is probably the worst one. But it's also the one that's been on the longest, and it's the one that feels like it's kind of coming to a natural close. So we'll see. Maybe we'll pick it back up for a season two of Who Wins in the future.
Maybe a shorter season.
Yeah, but for now at least, we're on hiatus, I think.
Yeah. As always, as Chris said, if anything that you want to talk to us about, if you want us to carry on with the show, you want us to do more, please get in touch on the usual channels. On Twitter at ddpodcastnet. You can go to our website, ddpodcast.net, where you can also get other shows and previous episodes of this show. Wherever you get your podcasts from, subscribe, leave a message, and we'll get back to you as best we can. But until next time,
see you later.